W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. More than 21,000 people were killed in the earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria. This as a massive search and rescue effort continues with U.S. teams helping. ABC's David Muir is on the ground in southern Turkey where hope remains.
Across this devastated region, they are finding small miracles. In Diyarbakir, Turkey, the voice of a young boy, Basir Yildiz, just 6 years old, trapped nearly 80 hours under the rubble. Rescuers finding him, holding his hand to calm him as they work to dig him out. He tells them his body is aching. He asks them for water. The team working for hours to get him out, wrapping him in a thermal blanket, giving him oxygen, and racing him to the hospital.
The State Department says three Americans were killed. Senator John Fetterman is being monitored for signs of seizure after being hospitalized for feeling lightheaded. There are no signs of a new stroke. This is ABC News. Rihanna drops a few hints about what to expect from Sunday's Super Bowl halftime show. ABC's Jason Nathanson.
It's going to be a celebration of my catalog.
17 years of music smooshed into 13 minutes. That's what Rihanna says she's bringing to Sunday's Super Bowl halftime show in a moderated discussion Thursday in which she didn't take questions from the press. Rihanna didn't give any details about what she's planning, but said when she was asked to do it 3 months after having her first child, she felt like it was finally time to say yes.
When you become a mom, there's something that just happens where you feel like you could take on the world. You can do anything, and the Super Bowl is one of the biggest stages in the world.
She did say that it'll be high energy from beginning to end, and it'll represent her Caribbean culture. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Dunkin' will air its first ever Super Bowl commercial this year, and fans are speculating Ben Affleck is the leading man. This after photos of him working in a drive-thru and recent teasers by the company with a voiceover and also a post saying something's Ben brewing. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, "That's rad." It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, "I totes love going to the mall with Becca." Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, "Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case."
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers. or your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us. and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a snow day Thursday edition. I can't freaking believe it, little buddy.
Snow day? What are you talking about? In Milwaukee, is doing nothing but raining. Washed all the salt off my car. Crudy, good to see you. Evan, on the board, our fair audience. Happy, happy Thursday.
It is a mess here in Madison, where I'm in the Solidarity Realty Studios, about 15 feet from University Ave, maybe not even 10. When the buses come by and drive through the 4 to 6 inches of loose snow that are still out there on the roads, it just comes slamming up on the windows. I'm that close to the road, Dom. I drive a four-wheel drive Jeep, or at least I am today. I had a little trouble getting to work. But when I got up this morning, my kid's giggling. Dad, you're never going to believe it. Snow day. I'm like, what? I don't believe it. And I look out the window. Streets are, well, maybe damp. I'm like, what? Is it icy out there? What am I missing? And then it started snowing, thunder snowing. Thunder snowing, at
it's
least in
so
Middleton.
Weird.
It was
so weird.
Thunder snowing. And by like early afternoon, we had like approximately 6-8 inches. Although, as I mentioned, I'm not always a good estimation of 6 to 8 inches. Yeah. Might be an overestimation, but it seems like a lot.
Well, it's sloppy, it's wet, so be careful out there, folks.
There's a joke there somewhere, but I'm going to leave that one.
Man, I wasn't even going there, man. I was just literally saying, man, you know, because that heavy snow, like you said, it affects you a little bit more than that white fluffy stuff. So just be careful.
You know, I barely have an internal filter, Dom.
I know,
when you dangle a punchline into making like that for me, oh, damn.
Oh, it's just so hard for you not to take the bait.
Let's talk about some of the political headlines of the day, Dom. I got a few to throw at you. Joe Biden back on the road again today. A little warmer.
Yeah,
came
put
yesterday.
Some miles on. Yeah.
Biden came yesterday. I got people on the streets walking around in shorts. Today we got 6 inches of fresh slush all on the roads. But Joe's in Florida. Joe's down south, baby. We'll bring you some sound of the president in Florida. I was trying to say the pronounce the abbreviation, I guess. In Florida, Joe, in hour two, the happier happy hour. I hope I'm happier by then. A little miserable about this weather. Also, there is a George Santos headline
Another one shocking. Another day goes by, another George Santos headline. Oh, hell, we didn't even talk about him after the State of the Union. Mitt Romney lit his ass up. I mean, Mitt Romney. When Mitt Romney, you know, lights your ass up, there's something going on, man.
This guy is walking clickbait. Everything about his life screams too interesting not to read beyond the headline. So anyways, I'll give you some of that later, Dom. And your buddy, Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin.
Senior Senator from Wisconsin.
Now, Joe Biden, when the president was in my backyard yesterday, the weather a little nicer then, but Joe Biden kind of, you know, let me clear my throat, says Joe. He mentioned Rojo. And pretty soon, Dom, we're going to play for you, our fair audience. And you barely deserve this, but Rojo, full-out conspiracy theorist in a Hill hearing today. And we're going to do instant commentary because I know that's how our audience loves it, Dom, when you and I step on the sound.
So, Senator Johnson testifying at the committee of what, the weaponization of government. Senator Johnson, right? Was he under oath? I'm really curious.
I think his middle name, McCarthy.
Have you no decency, sir?
I think I've asked him a question very similar to that. And that was just for not voting to impeach Donald Trump the first time. It's gotten much, much worse, hasn't it, Rojo?
Oh, man.
But, Dom, let's talk about it. A little crime in progress, a little wish GOP red on red crime. The conservative candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Tom, they're squabbling publicly.
The Republicans are in disarray.
You keep saying that. And it's accurate. Corrine Hess, in a competition for conservative voters, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Dan Kelly, well, Tom, he's ratcheting up the attacks on Judge Jennifer Darrow.
Uh-oh.
Ratchet him up. No, it's funny. Never mind. In the closing weeks, Dom, of a heated primary election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, conservative candidate Dan Kelly,